I suppose, you know, thinking about the canals in the city particularly, of course, which is very different when you're out in the country. In the city, it ties in with what friends have been doing, a group called Platform London have been doing a lot of, and not obviously alone in it, but around the lost rivers and the buried rivers of London, and imagining the city with its riverscape revealed again and restored, whether it's the Fleet, which is now obviously a major sewer for the lost and buried rivers of London, being such an extraordinary utopian dream space, and imagining those uncovered and how it would work in terms of affecting the city in every sense, from play to work to living to transport. And I suppose the canals are, in a sense, that already that restored and uncovered space. They were never buried, but of course they were overlooked and ignored, and backs were turned on them. And I guess the sort of waterways of the city have always been a space of otherness and possibility and dreaming, and a real sense of possibility has always been attached to them, and what they might be for built environment,